Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.
Now, socialist feminist group RUSSA is organising an anti-manosphere demonstration in Dublin City later on today. And Ruth Coppinger, socialist TD, who's closely affiliated, is it Rosa? I think it is, affiliated with Rosa, and who is due to speak at the event, joins us. Good morning to you, Ruth. I want to get into the protest and all the sort of fallout from that protest in just a moment. But just yesterday on the Dáil plinth, you refused to take question from a journalist that resulted in that, I suppose, doorstep, that press conference being cancelled because other journalists wouldn't engage with you because you would refuse to speak to a journalist. Can you tell us why that happened, please?
Well, first of all, the press conference wasn't cancelled because of that. So that's Grip's version of events. On the plinth, myself and Paul Murphy booked our slot. We spoke on a whole range of topics. We were questioned on a whole range of topics. At the very end then, Ben Scallon of Gripped, who I had never seen on the plinth before as a, you know, political correspondent, asked a question and on immigration. And I said, well, I'm not taking a question on immigration from Gripped. Well, I said, no, not taking a question from Gripped. The reason being, Gripped is a propaganda for far-right ideas. It's not normal. Well, if I can just speak, please.
I haven't actually interrupted you, Ruth.
Okay, sorry. Just it's not a normal media outlet. It's a spreader of disinformation, of racism in particular, which, in my opinion, creates a very dangerous environment for people of colour, for minorities, for a lot of people that I represent,
okay,
for a lot of people that I know. It spreads homophobia, transphobia.
All right. I'm going to interject.
Far right groups.
A few things. I'm going to interject on a few things. First of all, as far as we are aware, that is not the Gripped version of events. The journalist did not ask any more questions after you refused to speak to Ben Scanlon. Second of all, that's entirely hyperbole, what you have said about Gripped. Gripped is a conservative news organisation. It is a right-wing news organisation. There is no evidence that suggests it is a far-right news organisation, and nor is there any evidence to suggest that they are doing any of the things that you've said. So I'm going to push back on you and all that. But what I really want to ask you is, what is the difference now, Ruth, between you and Donald Trump, who also refuses to speak to journalists who challenge him or have opposing political ideologies to his own?
Well, it's a bit ludicrous. First of all, that isn't the version of events because the press conference had ended anyway. Nobody else had any questions. What happened was two journalists in particular took up some kind of a support of Gripped on the day.
Well, they support a free press, didn't. And that journalists holding politicians to account is a good thing in an open liberal democracy.
Yeah. Well, you asked me what the difference was.
Mm-hmm. Between you and Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot of differences. But one of the things is that you have a right not to answer questions to particular outlets if you don't want to.
So you think Donald Trump was right to not speak to the Associated Press, to not speak to Reuters, things like that? You would support Donald Trump's move in that direction in the US?
Well, if you want to compare Gripped to Reuters and the Associated Press...
No, I'm actually comparing you to Donald Trump. If politicians won't answer journalists' questions, that is an issue for democracy. That is an issue for the free press. How do you differ now from Donald Trump?
Ben Scallon and Gripped are being normalised in the media. I see that. They're on a lot of panels. They are not a normal media outlet. They are a
purveyor not a left-wing.
Of racism.
No, hang on. You cannot,
of
you cannot
division
come
and hate.
Out.
Because all of their raison d'etre exists,
Ruth,
for that.
You cannot accuse
so
every
I have
right-wing.
A right if I want
no,
to.
No, you have. You cannot accuse every right-wing person of being far right or being racist, because that is simply unfair.
But I deal with right wing journalists all the time. Like, journalists have many different political ideas, and very many of them are right wing or supporters of the establishment or whatever. I deal with them all the time.
So you believe it is reasonable instance, for you not to speak to journalists or to pick and choose which journalists you speak to and which questions you answer, depending on how strongly you're being challenged or indeed whether or not their, as I say, their political views are chime with your own?
Well, Gripped seems to have been normalised in the media. That's fine. But I believe that they are a dangerous outlet, and I have a right not to contribute to
okay
what they're doing.
We will reach out to GRIPT for a statement, but I think tarring any right-wing minded person or right-wing minded, you know, organization or conservative organization as dangerous is hyperbole in the extreme. Can we move on to the stance you're taking on that? Well, I believe in a free press, and I believe in journalistic freedom. I think without that, we are on a slippery slope to autocracy. That's what I actually believe, Ruth. But can I move on to the manosphere?
Well, can I just finish on that by saying that he did ask his question. He was given the right to ask his question.
Did you answer his question?
I have the right to say no. So that's, you know, okay. That's the way it is.
We'll move on to the manosphere. The protest is set to take place later on today. There has been an issue because you had posters about the protest for the manosphere. And on the front of them, I have the original poster in front of me. Let's take on MAGA, McGregor, Musk and their macho ilk. And there's a picture of Elon Musk, there's a picture of Conor McGregor, and there's a picture of Donald Trump. Dublin City Council wouldn't allow you to put up those posters. They said that they didn't meet with their standards. And you've described that as unbelievable censorship. Do you see any irony there at all for yourself, Ruth?
Well, I see an irony in that the free speech, people who put forward the idea of free speech haven't taken up any campaign around that. I think that it's ironic that because people were depicted on the front foot poster, that poster is now banned in the city.
Well, you cannot put up a poster of an Irish citizen who lives in that city and you know, portray it in this way as if they are, you know, toxic or as if they are whatever, and expect that to stand, surely. Can I ask you, though, about you're complaining about being censored with regard to these posters. Do you not see the irony there in this, Ruth?
So you won't speak to a journalist, so you are
censoring a journalist's right to ask you questions and complaining when your own right to express yourself is in any way restricted.
The reason that Dublin City Council gave in the email to Rosa for not allowing the poster was that, in particular, tourists could be offended. I think they were particularly aiming it at Donald Trump. So the idea that you can't actually depict the US president on a poster... The people who are depicted on the poster are people who are all connected with, putting forward very well, Musk in the case of a fascist salute.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people
is very profitable for the likes of Musk, who makes about 10 million a year off Andrew Tate generated traffic, and the whole broligarchy in the US have put forward this idea.
And I understand why you are protesting against it, and I fully support your right to do so. And I think many people would agree with you about the manosphere, and I think many people would support your right to protest. I suppose what interests me is you are fine with censoring people you don't agree with. You are very, very unhappy when anyone imposes any such restrictions on yourself.
How did I censor GRIPT?
You would not engage with them. He's a member of the press. Ben Scanlon is a member of the press council. He is a registered journalist. He's allowed to ask questions. That's his job. And I know you say you've never seen him on the plinth before, but I've seen him ask dozens of politicians questions, all of whom have answered up until now, up until this.
Well, look, that's their decision. I saw GRIPT on the plinth for the first time yesterday, and I was faced with a decision of whether I normalise them. And I took a decision that I'm not going to normalise them because what they're putting forward is very dangerous.
That's hyperbole.
Well, if you're going to shout me down,
I haven't raised my voice once, to be honest.
On their website, most of the articles on their website, if you go looking, are directed at immigration, refugees, minorities, transphobia, homophobia.
Okay, I'm going to push back on you.
It has not been established that any of that is true. You just have to look at the website.
You cannot come on here and call an organization transphobic and homophobic and the things that you have called them without me pushing back.
Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit breezeline.com today.